The Dayton Society of Artists features new works by three Miami Valley artists in January. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, and with one of those three artists, Colleen Kelsey.
My work concentrates on the figure. It's an invented figure working in the idea of not about capturing what something looks like, but what something feels like. So the work is about capturing everyday lived experiences, almost like a visual metaphor, to express the feelings and nature of what it is to be a human and kind of share that empathetic lived connection that we have with each other.
What does that mean to someone like me who loves but knows nothing about painting?
So generally the work is about figures and relationship. One piece is called Night Tides. It's about the relationship of me and my daughter. And she would get so upset at night. And I could see myself in that too, you know. I would live my life all day, busy, hurry, getting things done. And then in the evening, all those worries and anxieties come up to the surface. And I think that happens to a lot of us, you know, struggles of falling asleep, the calming of the mind. And so this painting is capturing the relationship, what it's like to take care of each other. We see two figures in a space. One is kind of in a slumbering pose, leaned up against a bed. And we have another female figure form kind of sitting to the right. And on her lap, you'd see plates and bowls and boots and books. And there's this kind of symbiotic connection or caretaking. And the colors, that's one thing I really got from my time in Iceland. I brought acrylic gouache painting medium to Iceland, and that medium really is about temperature. And so I'm really interested in my work about how do I express color. And in Iceland, I was exploring the idea of color is light, color is value, color is temperature. But it all comes back to light. And that's something that Iceland had that was really specifically beautiful, is the light and the color there. I brought that into my palette. The big thing I think we can all kind of understand when we travel is we try to escape our everyday life, but we bring ourselves with us. I found that I bring myself where I go, and these feelings and emotions and relationships, and exploring these in a different space with these techniques allowed for the work to open up. So I wasn't naming or trying to say this is a figure or this is a room. I was able to explore this space and allow it to unfold in a way where the work kind of opened up for me.
Tell me more about your Icelandic adventure. What took you there?
The exhibition that Kate Santucci and Barb Stork and I are all in, we are all three supported by an artist grant, an individual artist grant, by Montgomery County Arts and Cultural District that was administered by the Culture Works. So we wouldn't have had these experiences if it wasn't for this support. And so I went to Nez, an artist residency in Skaziksstrand, Iceland. It's in the northern tip of Iceland. It's an old fishing village right on the bay. There's a whole story about how the fish left, and because they built the bay, they're very ingenious, and they decided to, because the fishing industry kind of wasn't as strong as it used to be, to use their facilities that they had. So they converted a fishing factory, because fishing there is very regulated now. The old fishing factory is now turned into an artist residency. So there was about 10 visual artists. I was the only American. And we each had our own space in the factory to work. There was conceptual artists, painters, people from all over the world, from all different types of mediums and making. And there was also poets and writers there.
How many of your paintings are in this show?
Oh, I think there's about 20. We kind of look at it as three solo exhibitions because each artist has their own room. This is our way of giving back to the community because of the support that Montgomery County Arts gave us. We are three mid-career artists. We've been working towards this body of work for a long time, Barb, Kate, and I. We're just honored to be showing with such amazing women in such an amazing space. The Dayton Society of Artists was founded by a group of artists, local artist, and is an important part of the visual artist legacy and heritage of our area. So I'm really excited to be able to show there and be part of that space.
Miami Valley artist Colleen Kelsey Her work, along with the work of Kate Santucci and Barb Stork, are on view at the Dayton Society of Artists. The exhibitions run through January 17th. Get more details at DaytonDSA.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.